is another riveting edition of the Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. We are halfway through December, friends. Halfway through. If you thought today was the 15th, you were wrong. It's the 14th. Trust me on this one.
It's a day before halfway through the day before.
Exactly.
Oh, perfect.
It's like a holiday to embrace it.
Right.
Perfect. I tell you what. Mm-hmm. It's National Pickle Day.
Oh, I love pickles.
I love pickles.
I love them.
I love pickles.
Free food.
Yeah. In fact, Twisted Pickle, which is a Sebastian Chamber mm-hmm. member, if you haven't been there, you need to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have really good food. Really good subs.
But like crazy array of pickles.
I was going to say, how are their pickles?
amazing. Yeah. And everything comes with a side of pickles. It's kind of brilliant.
There you go. Yeah.
It's very fun.
Yeah, because you get tired of olives in that. I do. Yeah, pickles are cool.
And when they're sliced, it's like guilt-free and salty all at once.
Pickles are real people, too.
They were.
What do you mean they were? They still are. Yeah.
Everything's better pickled.
It is.
No, not really. Not everything. Have you ever seen some of those weird contraptions like at the counter at the checkout?
Oh, yeah. Or like certain private
in a little
clubs
country
in the
store.
Jar. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't want that pickled.
Pickled somebody's pickle. Like, yeah.
Like, that's in there. I've seen it.
I know.
I've seen it. It's just straight up pickle. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. Keep it sticking with the classics. That's why they have a national day after it.
They do. Mm-hmm. And you know what? They grow a lot of cucumber pickles in Michigan.
Give us a shout out to Michigan.
Where you come from. Yeah. Yeah, my brother's gone there a bunch of times. Yeah.
Got some fresh pickles?
Yeah, they hold the cucumbers. Yeah.
Good man.
Yep.
Well, you know, we have a lot to talk about because before we know it, the New Year's here. And that's really, really when season kicks in for all of us throughout Vero Beach and Indian River County. I know it feels like season's in full force right now, but often a lot of our guests tend to go back north for the holidays and so forth. So it's really after that last push that we start seeing the 3 to 4 months where it's just all traffic all the time, reservations everywhere are highly recommended.
Special events like crazy.
Special outdoor, indoor, mm-hmm. doesn't matter. It's just going to be a lot of fun stuff. And that's why I have two ladies in the studio today that are giving us some dates to look forward to and some things that we should commit to, especially for those businesses, organizations, and individuals that are here year-round that help to make Indian River a great place to live. Before we delve into that, though, we are sipping on Rabbit Ridge. It is a Rhone-style red wine out of Paso Robles, one of my favorite regions of California. Everything just seems like it's sun-dried raspberry cherry goodness in that particular region. This is a gift from the Blue Star, from the private collection, so it's nothing that we're going to find on the menu. Sad face. Sad face. That's okay. But you will never be disappointed when you go to dine at the Blue Star Tuesday through Saturday, or if you are making reservations for one of their illustrious wine dinners. The first one of the season just kicked off this past week, so you can look forward to the next one in January. And of course, there's still a little bit of space to book your holiday or family party as we get ready to celebrate Christmas and the new year. So think mm-hmm. about that, because the Blue Star never disappoints. Mm-hmm. And you leave feeling full. Mm-hmm. As much as I love those fancy restaurants, when I leave and I'm still hungry, that's a problem, folks.
Yeah, you spend $100 and you're like, okay, trip somewhere else.
Yeah, McDonald's drive.
Yeah, that's just not, it just frustrating. So that's mm-hmm. what Blue Star is here for, to service that special spot where you want to go and have a great experience, but also want to be leaving full and pleasantly happy. And that's what you're going to get there at the Blue Star. So thank you to the Blue Star for all that you do to make this show possible.
And you know, it's great to taste some of these different wines that maybe not on the menu right now, because Kitty might put them on there.
She brings things back. It's in the circulation. Mm-hmm. You don't want people to get bored with your wine list.
That's true.
Especially when you're known for having boutique wines.
Exactly.
It's very important. I mean, it must be a tough job, all the research and tasting she has to do.
I know. My goodness. The tasting.
That Kitty Wagner, she's got it tough.
So jealous.
Please take me for the radio show.
Right.
Research. All right, so Daisy Packer, Executive Director of Keep Indian River Beautiful. She's in the house. Her and I just got dirty together last week.
Oh, yeah. We had some fun.
Oh, my goodness. That was great.
Yeah.
I was so impressed by the number of volunteers and
I was impressed by Commissioner Flesher, how hard he worked. He stayed until the very end.
Oh, that is impressive.
Yes, he did. I got pictures proof.
Yeah, I saw them. I love a man, though, who shows up to a planting and realizes he's wearing the wrong shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Darling, what did you think was going to happen here today?
Well, he came for the photo shoot and then he was like, oh, this looks like fun. I'll go back and change my shoes before Lowe's gets here so we take the sponsor photos and everything. And then, yeah. So, but Captain Forrester's Hammock Preserve is absolutely beautiful now.
It was my first time there. Yeah. And what a little treasure. I didn't even know it existed. Cindy, are you familiar with it?
I don't. Say it again.
Captain Forrester Hammock Preserve on Jungle Trail. It's this little hideaway place. It is so cute. It goes, it's 100 acres on the beach.
Of 512, you head south.
512 heads
south. One mile exactly south of 512. And it goes from Indian River all the way to beachside. And so it has beach access and
with a cool path.
A wonderful, awesome path. I mean, natural plants all the way through is really, really something.
So what is it north of? Like John's Island, Windsor?
The beach
it's north of John's Island.
Yeah.
Way north of there.
Yeah, well, but it's not as north as Windsor.
It's got the Wabasso Bridge.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Just
okay.
south of the Wabasso Bridge. Yeah. The beach access is actually right next to Grand Harbor's beachside club. Okay. So it's right in there.
That was really cool to play such an integral role in bringing that back up to snuff, you know?
Yeah, and we did all native plants with pollinators, specialties, so like tons of different kinds of specialties, different kinds of butterflies. We did bee houses. We did bat houses. So there's some hummingbird plants in there. I mean, just really some amazing stuff. That's
gonna, cool stuff.
Yeah, as that grows and fills
in. Keeping Indian River beautiful.
Every
Love
way
it.
Possible.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And to that point, there's actually our third annual awards coming up where we get to give recognition to businesses, individuals, civic groups.
Youth groups. Oh, that very important pat on the back.
You know. For doing good deeds just like that throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. And it's things that, you know, people don't normally recognize. And we're the only environmental awards in the area. So in the county. So we really, we try to, you know, it's for those unsung people who just go out and do it all the time. Mm-hmm. Or it's just something that they always do. Or they do a one-time big project. And, you know, this is what helped our community, and we need to recognize that.
I couldn't agree more. And this is one of my favorite events to be a part of because it is so nice to let people know that you appreciate the efforts that they put forth. And so often in businesses, I feel as though we are highlighting the nonprofit side of things, which is great. However, when a for-profit business reinvests in their property and in their inner workings so that they can have a better exterior and better self for the community, that deserves some huge recognition that we just never really get to do. We just expect it sometimes and we don't necessarily reach out.
Exactly. I mean, there's some places that have issues with like litter control and they do go above and beyond just to make sure that the front of their area is super nice. And so, I mean, there's pretty much anything environmental you can apply for if somebody's done anything to go green or be green or just really giving back to the community.
And when we get back from break, because I do want to introduce Vicky Wild, Sebastian Chamber here momentarily. Where can folks find this online application? Mm-hmm. Because then we'll delve into when we get back some previous winners and what they did.
It's online right now at KIRB.org, which is for the acronym for Keep Indian River Beautiful, KIRB. Make sure you type in .org, not .com. Mm. And it's on our homepage right there for downloads. And you can also find it on our Facebook page.
Very simple.
Keep Indian River Beautiful.
Very simple. One-page application.
Yep.
Nothing overwhelming.
No.
You'll be really happy to nominate that business or that youth or that civic group in your life, and we'll touch on Unsung Hero. Mm-hmm. We'll touch on all those things. Vicky Wild, Sebastian Chamber. Wow. You know what? I love the Sebastian Chamber for so many reasons, not just because they chose me as their ambassador of the year and a board member. Bonus. That's just a bonus.
Kudos.
They clearly have good taste.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But also because they do so much to engage the community outside
really
of just
do.
The business mm-hmm. sector. So mm-hmm. we just wrapped up Night of Lights.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome.
Light Up Night. We had thousands of people come out for that. We had over 41 businesses participating just in the Sebastian area.
Wow.
Incredible.
That is way cool.
Insane. Mm-hmm. It was so much fun.
Highly attended.
Yeah, very
and then the very
attended.
Next night was the Christmas parade. So it just kept the festivities going all weekend long.
Yeah.
Very cool.
We had a lot of fun.
And then as soon as the new year hits, it's going to be live music at the park.
Yep, it sure is. We have our Concerts in the Park series. They run from January through May. We have 8 concerts lined up with all different kinds of venues. We have from Motown to dance, party bands, country, pop rock, you know, Celtic sea songs, bluegrass, oldies. We have it all. So it's a lot of fun, and it's a free. It's
and
a free
it's
concert.
Free.
Free.
Yep.
It's free. Bring your chair. Bring your cooler. And you get prizes.
Oh, yeah. We have we have over 500 members. So we sent them out all to them saying if you wanted to donate to the chamber, gift certificates or what have you. So we have right now we have over $5,000 worth of prizes to give out each concert.
Yay.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Just for showing up.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And having a good time.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
And there's food vendors,
mm-hmm.
and you can guarantee perfect weather.
And
Sebastian Chamber weather. Do you like that?
Yeah.
Snuck it right in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Snuck it in. Well, sometimes we've had to reschedule, of course, but it's just so fantastic to know that this is right here in our backyard. You get the opportunity to represent your business. You get the opportunity to enjoy music and good camaraderie with neighbors. It's just a win-win. And Sebastian, I think, does that better than the most communities.
And it's a free event. We have like 700 to 1,400 people show up to these concerts.
Every time.
So it's crazy.
And you get some real good dancers, too.
Oh, yeah.
I just...
Yes.
Oh, gosh. You are listening to The Vero Insider, where to go, what to try, how to give back right here in Indian River County. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. We have two guests in the studio, Vicky Wild, Sebastian Chamber, and Daisy Packer, keep Indian River beautiful, plus my producer, Cindy. It's the holidays. Don't go anywhere.
When in need of a specific service, you go to a provider who specializes in it, right? So why not do the same when it comes to your home loan? At Caliber Home Loans, mortgages are all we do, and the Treasure Coast is our focus. We use only local appraisers to ensure true values, and decisions are made in-house. No hoops to jump through or feeling like you're just a number, like when dealing with the big banks. At Caliber Home Loans, helping you get a loan for the home of your dreams is not just what we do best, it's all we do, and we're here for you. So shop with confidence for your new home in Indian River County and come see our team of specialists at Caliber Home Loans. Call us at 844-GO-CALIBER or visit us online at www.calibertreasurecoast.com. I'm Shannon Pohl and I approve this message.
Are you tired of feeling tired and in pain, working with neck and back pain, have mysterious body aches wearing you down? Let Tranquil and Therapeutic Solutions help you with your healing process. Massage can help the body in many ways, improve circulation, relief for tight muscles, greater flexibility, range of motion, energy, vitality. Tranquil and Therapeutic Solutions will make you feel whole again. 772-696-0290. A member of the ITEX trading community, your ITEX dollars are welcome.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails. Endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Smooth hair with Cobalt Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
Absolute perfection, fabulous food, excellent staff.
That's just a few of the recent reviews for the redesigned Blue Star in downtown Vero.
Sexy and sophisticated, divine entertainment, and gorgeous wines.
Don't just take their word for it. Check it out for yourself and come hungry, or at least ready for a wonderful experience that will have you coming back for more. From decadent soups and salads to the freshest seafood, steaks, and lamb anywhere. Dressed in luxurious sauces and superb starches. Then, match it with wines approved and selected by owner and chef, Kitty Wagner. Feel like a craft beer or signature cocktail? At the Blue Star, you can have that and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday, weekly from 5 p.m. to close. Walk-ins welcome. Large parties happily accommodated. Follow us on Facebook. See you at the Blue Star. Oh, yes! The Rabbit Ridge is working. I feel better. I feel great. Thank you to the Blue Star. I tell you what, you take that significant other, you take your staff, you will have a great time at the Blue Star Tuesday through Saturday. Never disappoints. Never disappoints. Kitty has a rabbit appetizer on the menu right now.
Perfect for this wine.
Shredded rabbit and a little phyllo crust. And I mean, could you imagine pairing it with Rabbit Ridge? It's delicious. I drink it and eat it. It's delicious. Yes. I also want to thank the Hair Studio of Vero. I have gotten so many compliments since last week when I went, got a whole new color, freshened up for the holidays. She did a great style, great blowout. And everyone said, oh, my gosh, you look like a model. I'm like, well, thank you for noticing. What does that make me every other day? But it's fine. But she has some amazing specials going on right now. And if this is the time where you're thinking you need a new stylist, you want to make a change, the Hair Studio of Vero is the sensible salon. You will get top service, top quality at really, really great affordable prices. Because she knows how often you have to come see her.
Yeah. It's every 8 weeks.
Right. It's a commitment. You get away with 8. I'm lucky to make it 6. Like that would be, that's sort of a stretch. So right now throughout the month of December, you buy a $50 gift card. You get a $10 gift card for free. And it's not like you can only use it during certain times, like all these restaurants, which drive me crazy.
Right. Yes.
It's like, here's your $10 bonus card. You can only use one and you can only use it in these days.
Right.
And it expires in like a week.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, what? There's too many rules. So you can use it whenever. It's 15% off all of her retail products right now as well. Guys, gals, welcome. So don't suffer. If you don't like your salon, make a change.
Right.
I'm looking at you, Vicky. Looking at you.
Yeah, Vicky.
Vicky. She tells me secretly.
I really like my guy.
I know. Except for when you don't. See?
Inside information.
Hair Studio of Vero. You will not be disappointed. And of course, Foxy Nails. What do you think of this? I got a bow.
Ooh,
red and silver
so
tips.
Christmassy.
And then I did poinsettias.
You were like ready for any party.
Yeah, and they did my toast too.
Gorgeous, ooh, right?
Yeah.
I'm so jealous. Fox, yeah.
Well, there's nothing Foxy Nails can do. You come in with a Pinterest idea or some sort of design, they'll make it happen. My neighbor gal, she put Christmas lights on hers, like designed, and the Santa Claus face. I've seen ladies come out with snowmen. But then I've also seen a lot of ladies do like a more neutral New Year's Eve. They did just pure gold glitter because they want to take it through the new year. I mean, this lasts weeks and weeks and weeks at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you can build this into your family budget if it's important to you, because I know it is to me. And it all makes sense. You know, it doesn't chip. It doesn't come off. It all depends on what you get at Foxy Nails. But they're open 7 days a week. You get complimentary wine. And like I said, there's nothing that they can't do. You feel like $1 million when you leave.
You feel foxy.
Foxy. Very good, Vicky. You're hired. You're hired, Vicky Wilde. Okay, so tell us about these concerts, because during break, we just needed to know, what days do these fall on? It's typically a Friday night, right?
They're always on a Friday night, and they start at 5:30 at night. They go from 5:30 to 8. And they're different dates. We have them all on sebastianchamber.com. You can go to our community calendar and find them there. But the dates are January 13th. We're going to have the Lady of Soul and the LOS Band.
They're awesome.
Yeah, they do Motown and dance and party band. And then January 27th is our favorite, Crooked Creek.
Ow, ow!
So we got some Sheldon in the house with some country.
Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. That's my favorite from him.
Yeah.
He always plays it for me.
Yeah.
He sounds much better than I.
Yeah.
I promise.
And then February 10th, we have the Z Street Speakeasy Band.
Ooh.
And they're a three-piece swing band.
Oh, that'll
so there'll be
fun.
A lot of dancing.
I'm
going
to have
that
to wear a flowy skirt. Yeah. I'm going to have to wear a little dance skirt.
Yeah, we're going to have to do that for sure. February 24th is Relayer, and they do pop, rock, dance band, so that should be a lot of fun.
Excellent.
March 10th is the Sebastian River High School Jazz Ensemble and Steel Drum Band.
They always have a huge turnout.
Holy cow, and if you haven't heard them, they are phenomenal. So good. And then we have March 24th, Heart of Oak. They do Celtic and Sea Songs, so they're really fun. And then we have April 7th, Blue Cypress Bluegrass, which is a bluegrass band.
Yeah.
We can get our twang on. And then March 12th is the Bobby Owens Band, and he does country, blues, and oldies, so it should be a lot of fun.
Oh, I've seen them before up in Sebastian. They are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that February 10th swing band sounds like a great mm-hmm. date for Valentine's.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it
that
does.
Would be really cool.
Yeah. It does. I like
and
that.
And it's free. And
right?
you can swing your sweetie around. That would be
swing
kind of
your
romantic.
Sweetie aww. Around. I love it.
Sounds like fun to me.
Also online, you can access the directory for the Sebastian Chamber. In fact,
yes.
right now.
Yeah, we're coming to the end of the year. So we do a business directory each year, and it has all of the businesses in there. It has the economic development. It has all the festivals that are going on. It has
a relocation page where White Glove probably has an ad.
Yes, a relocation page. We have
look for it, folks. Yeah. Look for it.
Just saying. Yep.
We have all the important phone numbers, all your elected officials, everything else, and we do it each year. We've won 2 years in a row, beating over 400 Florida chambers for being the best business directory.
That's
so we're quite
cool.
proud of that.
That's terrific.
And so we're getting ready to come out with our 2017. So if you're thinking about joining the Sebastian River Area Chamber of Commerce, yeah, I got to do it. You should do it now. So,
so
that
you can
way
be in the directory
for 2017. Yeah.
yeah.
And we're still selling ads. We're closing out our ads. We have a couple more spots left. So if anybody's interested, please call us.
And they can just access your contact information from Sebastian Chamber Facebook page, go to the website.
Right.
But Vicki Wild would be your point of contact
right.
for
call
those
me,
ads.
772-589-5969.
And as a proud Sebastian Chamber member, you get a lot of value out of your membership.
You really do.
And
you
opportunities
do.
To speak before a group or to do one-on-one business networking and marketing. It's really, really effective.
Mm-hmm.
We had just mentioned that White Glove, in fact, has an ad on the relocation page, which is very apropos,
right.
obviously, since we want to help folks move, whether it's one item or many. In addition to being a Sebastian Chamber member, I just want to also take this opportunity to thank the many businesses, over 40 plus businesses that helped make our fourth annual holiday food drive such a success.
Nice.
We more than doubled, and we had great representation yep. from Sebastian area businesses that yep. went above and beyond to help contribute and make a big difference, because it all goes to the local soup kitchens and pantries based on their requests. And wow, it was just touching to know that we more than doubled our goal.
Right.
That's
and it's
remarkable.
All because everybody yeah. did a little bit, and it made just such a huge, substantial difference.
Right.
And it was just so greatly appreciated. And I think that being a member helped, because they helped to spread the word. They showcased our press release, which I'm sure that they'll quickly be doing the press release for the environmental awards
yeah.
right. application.
Because
absolutely.
We're members too. I don't do a lot of memberships as a nonprofit, but that one I do.
It makes yeah. sense.
It does.
We're the 411 to the community. If anybody yeah. wants to know mm-hmm. what's going on in Sebastian, or what businesses are there, or who to contact, or where to mm-hmm. go, or what to do, we're where they come to find out all that information. So it's a great way.
Well, and I feel like, you know, some places they have this exorbitant fee, and then you don't yeah. really get a lot for the mm-hmm. money. Whereas I feel like the Sebastian Chamber is a reasonable amount, and you get so much in benefits.
Absolutely.
So, they might be small, yeah. but they're mighty.
Yeah.
That's right.
That is darn true. Darn true. Not to mention, I love the entire Pelican Porch project.
Mm-hmm.
Now that it's been unveiled, mm-hmm. it just is so interesting for folks to come in and experience and see.
Mm-hmm.
Sebastian firsthand yeah. on that working waterfront.
We're one yes. of 30 Visit Florida centers in the state.
I love
We're
it.
We're actually certified.
Folks, you're listening to The Vero Insider. Visit TheVeroInsider.com to check out past episodes, as well as live link to our many wonderful sponsors. But there's a whole lot more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back. You're listening to The Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia and Tillery. Please come back.